Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, masses of important news on global taxation, the economy, the stock market, audio clips. We'll re-air that maiden voyage of Jimmy Vaughn's new song. But right now, let's go back to your calls. I want to move quickly. Tony in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Jimmy sounded great, even through a cell phone. So that was great.
No, Jimmy Vaughn was in studio.
Yeah, I know, but I'm listening to him through my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
While I was on hold, and he sounded great.
Oh, good.
Anyway, yeah, thanks. That was a real treat. Alex, if it wasn't in the context, the BBC video wasn't in the context of 9/11, it would be absolutely comical. This back and forth, and you know, the debunkers trying to naysay it. It stands on its own legs. It shouldn't require any explanation.
But now the BBC says they've lost the tapes. Now they say, now another BBC channel did it. Now CNN did it. I mean, we got them with their pants down off the same script.
Well, of course. Well, they lost Kennedy's brain after the assassination too. So they're good at losing things. Real quick, Alex, I think maybe if anyone in the sound of my voice that's listening to the broadcast, anyone that knows anyone that works in an independent forensic lab that can look at the video feed and do the research on the net, anyone that can do a dispassionate third-party analysis of this, I think would be great.
Well, why would we need to do a video analysis? They now admit that she, quote, made a mistake and announced it was going to fall, but she didn't make the mistake. The BBC presenters in London were announcing it 7 minutes before. Then they go to her and she announces it, and simultaneously on another BBC channel, they're live saying the same thing.
Yeah, well, you're preaching to the choir. I'm just thinking, you know, if we have to prove the sky is blue, okay, we'll prove the sky is blue.
Yeah, but they're saying it's after it's collapsed and that it's fake video, and they're saying the time stamp isn't right, and they're saying none of it's true anyways.
It makes you want to beat your head against the wall. Real quick, Alex.
But, sir, most of them are government operatives. They want to confuse the issue.
Right. No,
they
want
to confuse us to fight over the story instead of getting the story out.
Well, I guess at the end of the day, then let's get it out. It may be in some point in the future, like I said, if they need to prove, you know, that the damn thing is real, we prove it. But
well, at first they were saying that. Now they're just saying they lost the tapes, and then they admitted, okay, it's real. They're not saying it's not BBC footage.
Yeah, well, it's pathetic to try to debunk what is obviously, you know, self-evident.
Well, again, they say there's no formation of the North American Union. Just like in the 1980s, they said there was no plan for an EU. Is there an EU?
Well, of course. And to touch on that, yesterday, Alex, I looked up my local congressman, Joe Barton, and the senators here in Texas. From the time I went to the web, got their information, called their offices, had a polite conversation, spoke to their operators, and expressed my views on the NAFTA Superhighway and the Security and Prosperity Partnership, made it very clear that I'm against them. It took me less than 10 minutes. Actually, it took me about 7 minutes. If everybody listening would take 10 minutes a week, be a 10-minute-a-week patriot, pick up a phone, call your representatives. I know it's mundane, but if everybody would do that and not stop, I mean, it's consistency. And
well, I think that's good, but it's got to be multifaceted. Get the news articles about it. Get their own four-year documents where they admit it's all secret and they want to enslave us. I mean, it's all public. And email those out to all your friends. Educate people. Because that's the biggest part of the solution is waking up the sheep.
Well, there you go. There you go. Like I said, I was asleep, you know, up until a few years ago, and then I did some research on my own, and I'm livid.
But think of the power of this new footage.
Oh, Alex, you're preaching. I saw it. My jaw dropped. I watched it again, and I just, wow. And good on you. You've got it captured now. You've got that little gem tucked away in a nice vault, and nobody can take that away from you. So
they can't take it away from us. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Thanks for holding. Okay, Mike, Alan, George, others, your calls are straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Always great to talk to the callers. They take us in so many different directions. The biggest bombshell in 9/11 truth I've ever seen, it's this Building 7 story. We got to go crazy with it.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, let's go straight back into your calls. Let's talk to Mike in Washington, then Alan, George, Tony, Frank, and others. Mike, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I called you last September about that Air Force whack job that wanted to wipe us out with all those new fancy weapons.
Yeah, that was in the Associated Press. The Secretary of the Air Force said we need to test the new microwave guns to the American people because it violates treaties to use it in war. If they focus it, it can kill you on the high, on the wide beam. It just burns your skin, and they want to deploy them to police departments nationwide.
Yeah, it's incredible. Nothing was done about that. But, hey, I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here on this WTC thing because I think I know how they're going to try to spin this. And they're going to say, when you look at that Silverstein documentary, Rebuilding America, they're going to say, well, look, he said that we were going to pull the building, the decision was made, and then we watched it collapse. And what they're going to say is, hey, that proves prior knowledge of the building coming down. So they're going to say, well, we probably heard it from him that he was going to do that, and then we just misconstrued it and said it was already down.
Okay, here's the problem with that. You have the firefighters, the police, and emergency workers in over 40-something mainstream news articles saying we were told they were going to demolish it, we were told to get back, we were told they were going to bring it down. Then you have the science that it had, that the central columns blown, the outer columns blow, you see blast squibs, classic top-down controlled demolition, bottom-down controlled demolition. It falls in on its own footprint. Then you have Silverstein saying that. Then you now have them getting the word that it had collapsed. alleged, obviously, because they had to follow a script. They're handed this information, quote, from the authorities. They're just repeaters, and that's what happened. So you add all that together. Of course, sitcom and the government and the media will try to spin it some way. It's not going to work. It is what it is. We've got to just get it out to everybody.
No, I agree that I agree 100%, but I believe that's how they're going to try to play this off. But the key is, and I know the BBC will never admit, is I wish they would just tell us who told them. It's just real simple.
That's the key. In fact, we need a headline. BBC, CNN, tell us who gave you that information. Where did those reports come from? Why
that
did you say
right
that? Absolutely.
Yeah, that right there is the key.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Great point, sir. I agree with you. Let's talk to Alan in Illinois. Alan, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
Great to speak with you. I was wondering if you've seen Keith Olbermann's comments where he showed us the Twilight Zone scene where the aliens are standing back, and if they push the right buttons, they can get infighting amongst the citizens.
No, I haven't. When did he do that report?
It's been on a couple of his comments to the president.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it.
My point in bringing that out is do you think that's what they're doing in Iraq with having the Sunnis funded from Saudi Arabia and the Shia funded and trained through British forces?
That is exactly what's happened. And if you read the Pentagon report from the year before the war or the Israeli battle plan in 83, it's to split the country in three parts, Kurd, Sunni, and Shia, and then to fund sectarian violence to keep them from becoming a first world nation, and then securing the oil for limited sales, but to keep the price up by not allowing over pumping, which they were mad at Saddam for in 1990. It's called order out of chaos. Again, do defense
right.
contractors want us to be there a year or 30 years, as they've now said? No, 30 years at $300 billion a year. In another year and a half, Ron Paul projects, and so does the Congressional Budget Office, the war would have cost $1 trillion, and that's not even counting medical costs for the troops later. So they
right.
wanted to go in and butcher the place, and then, oh my gosh, there's an insurgency. We can't leave now.
Okay. So let me move to the U.S., and you have Elizabeth De La Vega's book, U.S. versus Bush. And the Illuminati symbolism on the cover clearly shows U.S. versus U.S. They're going to want to cause the same infighting here with all the racial programs CNN is showing.
No, it's U.S. versus Bush.
Right, but if you look at the Illuminati symbolism, it's us versus us. They've got the two W's in there. They've got the Illuminati arrow. They've got the three Mason squares. They're going to try to cause infighting here in the U.S., I can guarantee you that.
Well, I've always said that the globalists out of Europe that own this country's Federal Reserve, and then hence almost everything else, are set the economy up to implode, to continue to consolidate, as they did with the 1929 crash. And but we're able to navigate all this by exposing it. And the European elite intended for some of 9/11 to come out, and then that just be blamed
right.
on Bush instead of it being blamed on the larger global system. Then Europe rises as the good cop out of all this. See, they know that the public is aware of a new world order. And
right.
so they said this about 8 years ago in a big UN report. They said, so we'll give them the choice of a European liberal New World Order or the American Anglo-American establishment vicious right-wing New World Order. Back to fake left-right paradigms. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Indiana. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Couple of things I wanted to mention. Both of them involve the BBC. After watching their documentary, if they would check out and just do reverse engineering, start in the basement and work at the molten iron and work their way back from that, they can't go anywhere. They're set.
Well, they do. They do what everybody else does in the establishment is they say we're not going to address the molten 2,500 degree steel a month later.
Why
we're
not?
And how did 1,800 degree jet fuel do that? They're not going to address how Building 7 fell. They're not going to address Operation Northwoods. They wouldn't discuss admissions of where our government has planned terror attacks or carried terror attacks out to be blamed on a different group.
I agree. But if you bring to them, and there are pictures on the internet, I've captured them, of this giant slugs of molten iron that are all
well, we have
together.
All the firefighters. We have the government flew planes over every day taking photos of the heat signatures.
Yes. The second thing, Alex, is on the Building 7 issue. if we take this back to JFK and say, let's say that a news reporter got up 25 minutes before Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald and announced that Lee Harvey Oswald has just been shot by Jack Ruby. This is the same scenario.
That's another great headline. I thought of that last night. We need a headline saying, who told the BBC Building 7 was going to collapse? Who told CNN that it had collapsed? Who told BBC it had collapsed? And the other headline is, to get people's attention, news reporter reported 25 minutes, or news reported 25 minutes before Kennedy was shot, that he was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Perfect.
And then go, and then rehash everything after that. But guess what? That did indeed happen, my friend. Get ready for this. It was printed 4 hours before on newsstands, because back then every major city had multiple papers that came out every few hours. New York had like 40 of them. That in Tokyo, and I even have the copies of some of these, and this is even covered in the film JFK, in Tokyo and Australia, it was on newsstands literally the same hour he was killed. So they'd already gotten it, already printed it. Not only that Kennedy had been killed, but that he'd been shot by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Amazing.
So that did happen, sir. That did happen, sir.
You're doing great work, Alex. If I wasn't in Indiana, I'd be at all your rallies out there in Texas. I hope you guys do come east sometime, and, you know, Indianapolis would welcome you.
Is that even coming east? Aren't you just pretty much straight up?
No. If you're in Texas, you want to come east.
Yeah, I guess
we're in the center of the state of Indiana.
Sure, I understand. I'm just trying to think of the map of the U.S. I guess you are a little bit over to the east. But let me just break this down for just a second, what you just brought up. Indiana's got Centra and other foreign companies grabbing your roads for the superhighways. It's the same deal.
Yep. I-69.
Hey, listen, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. And that's why I love the callers. You're so intelligent. You're so on target. You're bringing up real points. You're making me think of things. Because I think of so many things, driving in the car, walking in the office, and I can't even give enough orders. I can't even have enough staff to do it all. It's just we're just wallowing in evidence. It's just amazing. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Tony in Canada. Thanks for holding, Tony.
Hey, Alex, it's actually Johnny, and I wanted to say I'm not a big fan. I respect you for what you're doing. I'm not a sports fanatic where I think, oh, you're a fan and you're my hero. You are doing what, you know, you feel is right for yourself and your country, and that is, like you said, a patriot. And I like to say, I respect your country. I love my country. We got to keep our own countries. And when people call and say, Alex, you know, you got to do more. Alex, you know, I want to come there and volunteer. No, that's not right. What they got to do is they got to do their own investigations, and they got to fund their own little projects, and they got to build respect so you can trust them and let them into your network, because they don't seem to realize that a lot of these networks are overtaken by, you know, the corporate spies and all this stuff. And I like to say, in my own little time, in 6 months that I've seen the light, found the truth, whatever you want to call it, I mean, I've done my own investigation. I found out that a character named a civil engineer from the University of Berkeley had come out and made statements on the evening of 9/11 on how the buildings collapsed due to fire and the jet fuel. I also found out that he was in a movie where he's standing beside one of the the pillars, Building 7, and they're showing how big it is, and his name is there, Al something, and he talks about it, and then I look on his website at the University of Berkeley, and all his files that have anything to do with the World Trade Center are unaccessible, and there's one quote on there saying that he's funded by FEMA and all his projects, and it makes you wonder how big this global nation is and how much we have to do to stop them.
All these experts they've got are on some government or corporate payroll. I mean, they're sick.
That's what I don't understand.
The government prints the money. They just hand it out to whoever toes their line. And these people care more about a fancy house or a fancy car than they do about the murder of these people.
And you know, I've been fighting with my friends and my family. I've been telling them this. They think I'm crazy. It's never going to happen. I say, you know what? Don't believe me. Don't believe whatever you think. Look at the documents. And they don't even believe the documents. And I tell people, I say, just look at them. I give them the website, and I move on to the next person. And I'm in the process of making a little movie. I'm in the process of hopefully building up your respect to get into your network. And I'm in the process of, you know, I found out in Canada, on the big clock in Canada, when you went and did your little thing on occultic symbols, our clock has the Star of David on it.
Listen, I appreciate your call. We're out of time for this segment. We'll come back, go straight back to your calls, and then I'm going to get into a ton of news. Stay with me.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Are radical Islamic nations seeking to gain control of the Security Council of the United Nations? What would be their purpose for doing so? For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophecies of the Bible are far in advance of today's news? It discusses a coming economic system called the Mark of the Beast. You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Coming up in about 9 minutes, we come into the 33 after. We're going to play Shackles on Me by Jimmy Vaughn. Jimmy and I turned our mics on and started singing along at the end, Down with Big Brother. I want to play it so you can get it without us on it. Let's just blast through your calls. Frank in Missouri, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, yes, Alex. I think you're doing a great job, buddy. Don't let anybody turn your back. I do have a quick question. On the CNN clip that you were playing, it has a timestamp of 4:15. Is that correct?
Yes, so you're talking about an hour and 7 minutes, roughly, before Building 7 fell.
Right, right. Now, during that time, weren't all aircraft supposed to be, all commercial aircraft supposed to be on the ground?
Yeah, you hear planes flying over. Clearly they're military.
If they are military planes.
Okay. I can't tell, but I would imagine.
Well, usually military planes have a very high-pitched, high screeching whine to them. But, I don't know. Maybe
we know the bin Ladens were flying out of the country.
Yeah,
only people authorized, but yeah.
There you go. Well, I'd just like to say to everybody, look in your own community. You're going to see Agenda 21 right here in your own community, communitarian.
And that's what that's what regional government is, toll roads, all
exactly.
of this, green space, exactly.
Exactly, and this is what we need to be fighting right here in our own communities. And that's all I really had to say, and thank you again, Alex.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, folks, I mean, look, you can't just listen to the show and then tell me what I need to do, and then we're going to beat the New World Order. We have all got to start blogs and websites and analyze, and it's you, the listeners, that find all this stuff that you bring to us. Like, it's big news that illegal aliens can adopt children and don't have to show any ID in California, and I've got the state ruling and the new change, and it was sent to me by the CPS. People inside that system, but most of them aren't in the child-snatching business. This is folks that are involved in adoptions. And I don't even have time to do an article on that. I'm just, again, wallowing in evidence, wallowing in news. But this is what you send us. Let's talk to Lance in Kansas City. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm calling from Kansas City. We just had a primary yesterday for the mayoral election, so I plan on making the preservation of American sovereignty an issue in the upcoming mayoral race here. I wanted to let you know, I think you're doing a great job. I got a couple years on you back in the early 90s when I was in college. I found out about Jim Jones and the People's Temple, and it kind of woke me up, but not until September 11th of 2001 did I really wake up. Found Infowars.com, and I really appreciate all the effort you've made. Got a couple points here. Number two, Truth Wiki. We need to start a Truth Wiki. Next time you get a website shut down, I think you ought to start a wiki site where users, you've got hordes of supporters that can get on there and actively edit the content. You've got many, many supporters that will police it and prevent disinformation operatives from sabotaging the site. So are you familiar with wikis, Wikipedia?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I'm planning a site that's going to have all that in it.
Excellent. There's a great wiki that just got started. It's called WikiLeaks.org by some Chinese dissidents.
And that's where they put documents.
Yeah, yeah. It's not actually, doesn't have any documents on it right now. I think it's going to be operational here pretty quick. But the third point I wanted to make was with respect to this new story developing about the Building 7 collapse. And I'm a lawyer here. The most important thing that I tell my clients when we're dealing with the police is, you don't want to talk, you don't want to tie yourself into a story. And that's the biggest, most important thing I think we've got going here, is now they're tied into a story. They cannot now back away from it and say, well, it collapsed by surprise. They are limited to either somebody...
That's right. They can be sued and subpoenaed, and they can be drug into court and then ordered, who gave you those documents? Who told you that it had already collapsed?
Right. So either somebody was prescient enough to know that that building was going to collapse because of their allegation that the steel had weakened, or as the implosion expert Danny Jawenko from the Netherlands says, somebody got in there and wired it up. There's a pretty good documentary clip up on YouTube of a Dutch documentary where he was interviewed about the fall of the Twin Towers, and he seems to back the official story, saying, well, it's possible it could have just collapsed like they say. Then they play WTC7's collapse for him. He'd never seen it before, and he says, well, this is clearly different. You can see how it starts at the bottom and progresses. This is a controlled demolition, no doubt in my mind.
And that's what he does. And now he's done another report, more detailed. Now he's done research. He is saying he believes inside job. But we need to get Danny Jawenko on the show. I mean, look, Underwriting Laboratories did a secret test of Building 7. They'd underwritten it after it fell, and they said it's impossible. And then when Kevin Ryan wanted to go public about it, they fired him.
I know about that story.
So,
look, it's only within the past couple of years here that it's really occurred to me that you're just an average guy like me. I can do the small stuff here, too. I've been sending out emails.
We can all do it together. Are you listening on KCXL?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. And the reason I say that, I know they carry the last 2 hours. A lot of our affiliates do that. I guess I need to replay the new CNN clip and the new BBC. It's not just the one saying it had already fallen. fell. Now it's 3.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Freedom, got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom, got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car, And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say down with Big Brother, no more slavery. Play for me, baby. A chip in your forehead, a chip in your arm, always tweaking your brain and causing you harm. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother in the good old USA. Chip in me. Everybody, I sit down with Big Brother. 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 It's all about liberty.
It's all about liberty. I am honored that Jimmy Vaughn premiered his new song here on this broadcast, the 28th day of February 2007. No shackles on me, and he will be there this Friday playing that song twice for the crowd at Texas Independence Day. And it's not about going around and waving a bunch of flags and eating cake and fireworks. It's about defending Texas right now that is in the jaws of the New World Order. Details on the rally and where you should meet up and all the details are up on Infowars.com right now. If we need to get that posted up on PrisonPlanet.com as well. Listen, no excuses. Take the day off if you can. Take the children out of the government training camp and be down there, ladies and gentlemen. Join us in Austin, Texas on Friday, March 2nd, 2007 at 1:30 p.m. March on the Capitol to protest the Trans-Texas Corridor and the National Animal Identification System. The Trans-Texas Corridor would make 1 million acres of Texas land to establish. It would take it to establish privately owned toll roads. The National Animal ID System is an industry government plan to require everyone who owns even one livestock animal, a horse, chicken, cow, goat, sheep, etc., to register their property individually, identify each animal, and report movements to a database or face multi-$1,000 fines and inspections, which are already be happening with the inspections. Speakers and musical performance by Jimmy Vaughn. Meet at the corner of Cesar Chavez at First Street and Red River in Austin, Texas. That's right off South Congress there, right where it meets the river. You can see the Capitol from there. No later than 1:30 p.m. to march to the Capitol. Tractors, horses, and cows will be part of the march, or join us at the Capitol at 2:30 p.m. for the speakers and performance. Please see the website for more information. That's farmandranchfreedom.org, farmandranchfreedom.org, or call toll-free 866-687-6452, 866-687-6452. I don't care if you're in Kansas, if you're in Ohio, if you're in Oklahoma, if you're in New Mexico, no matter where you are, you're in California, if you're going to be here already for something, be there. Or come down here. This is important. Texas Independence Day. Remember the Alamo. That's what it comes down to, my friends. You want to fight the New World Order? This is a great way to do it. If you can't come, at least help us, whether you live in Canada, the UK, email all the local Texas TV stations, newspapers, national TV, radio. Tell them, cover this. Texans on Texas Independence Day, fighting the national ID card, fighting the tracker chip tags, fighting the toll roads, fighting this takeover. We're doing it. We're standing up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I promised to play this. It was a few months ago, but they didn't air on C-SPAN until Saturday. Davos, Switzerland, World Economic Forum. That was actually about a month ago. It was the 26th of January. And it was reported by the news that Rupert Murdoch came out and said, yeah, well, we tried to influence the war and be pro-war, but it didn't really work. The people are against it. But don't worry, you got us into the war. Because it doesn't matter what we want, does it? And, of course, the neocons and sites said it was all lies, part of our lies. Well, you can go watch the video of him from C-SPAN. Just type into YouTube. Murdoch admits he tried to shape public opinion in Iraq. Or just type into YouTube, Rupert Murdoch, and it should pop up for you as one of the first links there. It's up on JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. It's really the best way to find it. Let's go ahead and play this little minute-and-a-half clip as he's being questioned by Charlie Rose, the moderator of the Davos Switzerland World Economic Forum. Here it is.
Rupert, is there any agenda that you want to shape?
No, not at all. I think that we don't have the power to change it. We obviously, if you're in media and you're concerned with what's going on in the world, you'd like to make a difference by putting forward your opinions. But you're not going to change the world completely by that. I think we can't change elections. I think good, strong news organizations can, by disclosing things, can help shape the agenda, but only in a limited way.
For example, take the war. I'm not just talking about the United States, but in terms of you having a global media enterprise, I mean, have you shaped that agenda at all in terms of perceptions of the war, in terms of how the war is viewed?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we've tried.
Tried in what way?
Well, we basically supported our papers and our television. I would say supported the Bush policy
right.
In the Middle East. We've been very critical of its execution. But our support hasn't meant very much, because clearly public opinion now has grown very, very tired of the whole enterprise.
All right. So there's the clip. Now, notice the ha-ha-ha. Do you try to shape public opinion? Everybody, ha-ha-ha-ha, of course they do. It's a big joke with all the elitists. Then he says, not at all, but then he goes on to say that, yes, they do, but that the people don't listen to them anymore. And he also was always talking, later he talks about the blogs are taking over. But he still knows the elite's in control. It doesn't matter what we want or what's constitutional or what's right. So for the 22% or so in major polls that are pro-war, you think you're running things. You think that, you know, somehow it's 50-50 and you know best. No, you're not running anything either. Okay? You don't run anything either. So stop being delusional and thinking you're part of the power structure. Of course they shape public opinion. So there it is. It doesn't exist. We got to do an article on that. Go find the neocon sites and say, look at them again, lying and saying Murdoch claims he shapes opinion. This is ridiculous. These people lie. There's no North American Union. There's no nothing. Rick Perry's good. He's not on the payroll of Merck pushing this dangerous vaccine. Just, the guest worker program is not an amnesty, even though it's a total amnesty, but just, it's all lies. Don't listen to them. The government loves you. Everything's fine. Rush Limbaugh's a conservative. This is not an assault at Waco. You know, it just goes on and on. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. I had my call list here, and now I lost it. I could do this by computer where they IM me. They're up in Minnesota, but I don't like that. I always write the names down, and I always lose it in the stack. So I'll get to your calls later. You can just feed them to me. But let me run through a bunch of other important news here as we get down towards the end of this transmission. Hey, the broadcast, I think, in my opinion, just get more and more power-packed. To set the table on this, The official UN documents going back 30 years plan to have a world carbon tax, a tax on oil at the wellhead, a tax on your car, taxes on toll roads, taxing energy and transportation to fund global regional bodies, North American Union, EU, Asian Union, all in force now. And we got the SPP four-year documents in January, thanks to Judicial Watch. That came out. The first agenda was how to keep the North American Union secret, but implement it and integrate the three economies and governments and law enforcement and inspections and media and everything else. And then the next agenda was how to get the North American Union tax to join in. And, of course, Condi, Rice, and all of them are for it. And the big kingmaker, George Shultz, is running the whole thing. And we've got the minutes now of how to have conservatives be able to buy this. Because while Bush is saying he's against it, he's really implementing it. Right along with the Democrats. So we know this, but so you see almost every mainstream radio show, TV show, liberal, conservative, the Weather Channel, Inconvenient Truth, Full Court Press, global warming, catastrophe, Florida will be totally covered, millions dead, tsunamis, total destruction. Well, we've always had tsunamis and earthquakes, but now they say it's global warming, it's all over. Meanwhile, the sun's heating up, and NASA and others have admitted that's what's heating the earth, the whole solar system is. We're not debating that there's climate change. It's massive, it's ongoing, and it's always been happening. The UN's own report they put out a month ago said, well, humans are 6%, but that 6% of climate change with the sun and everything else is triggering it. Meanwhile, real environmental crises, genetic engineering, entering the food chain, major crises, whole diebacks, major problems, that's all happening. Oh, ignore all that. Let's not stop any of the real stuff. The environmental groups are really just big oil company fronts funded by Dutch Royal Shell and others. They funded the peak oil scam. This is about neo-feudalism so the elites can put in global economic policies that cause famine and death, and they're going to blame it all on global warming. This is neo-serfdom to control and destroy middle classes. And people keep denying it. Well, here's from the United Nations press release. This was posted on News VOA, so voanews.com. It's up on Drudge, up on InfoWars for you. United Nations press release by Peter Heinlein. Climate panel recommends global temperature ceiling carbon tax. This is to fund. You got your world government, world court, world laws, world army. Got to have a world tax. A panel of scientists has presented the United Nations a detailed plan for combating climate change. VOA's correspondent, the UN, Peter Heinlein, reports the strategy involves reaching a global agreement on temperature ceiling. A group of 18 scientists from 11 countries is calling on the international community to act quickly to prevent catastrophic climate change. You actually read the real reports. If humans even cause this, there's no way to reverse it. In a report requested by the United Nations and partly paid for by a privately funded UN foundation, requested by the UN, paid for by a UN foundation, the panel warns that any delay could lead to a dangerous rise in sea levels, increasingly turbulent weather, droughts, and diseases. And they got weather control. They want to blast a city, direct an earth hurricane. They've always been able. We've had the father weather weapons on. They did the studies in the 60s. They can create or stop hurricanes. The report was issued 3 weeks after the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change conducted the global warming is real and causes in large part by human activity. The actual report says 6%. But see, I'm a weirdo. I actually read the report. But unlike the IPCC report, the latest document makes policy recommendations, and it calls for a global tax. And that's the Kyoto Protocol, where the U.S., England, and about 15 other first world nations have to pay a global tax. You don't stop using your car. You don't stop using power. It's a global tax shared at state, county, federal, and international level. The U.N. gets about 30% of it in the different plans they've got. The locals get about 30%, and the feds get about 30%. And then corporations, they then go fund rent-a-mobs with the other 10%, non-governmental groups, which they then say are grassroots. I mean, this is sick, and they pay corporations to implement. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Meanwhile, Al Gore has five houses, but the media is just focused in on the one group, Gore, a hypocrite over power bill, and he has a large stately mansion in Tennessee, and his average bill was $1,200 for his 10,000-square-foot home. That's one of five homes he has. Gore used about 191,000 kilowatt hours in 2006. The typical Nashville home uses about 15,600, so he used many, many times. What is that? That's like 15-plus times more power, and that's just one of his houses. But Gore says he does other things that help the environment, and they'll do stunts like turn the Eiffel Tower off for 5 minutes or Prince Charles won't fly somewhere. It's about training you to pay a global tax, and so they can have all your resources and control you because they're threatened by you having resources and being independent. And that's why Al Gore is this big superstar and out there pushing his lie, his fraud. And if you want to be suckers and you want to buy into it, c'est la vie. January new home sales fell by 16.6%. You saw the stock market tank yesterday and slightly rebound today. It's still gyrating. I don't know where it's at right now. Also, listen, don't ever take vitamins again. They've got government reports that are completely shoddy. When you read it, you realize there's nothing there. Vitamins A and C and E don't help you live longer. Review of dozens of studies delivers blow to popular antioxidants, and it says it actually kills you. So we've got a media, this is Associated Press, that tells us that vitamins are bad, but mercury is good for your brain. We have that clip. So, you know, believe them, folks. There's no North American Union. Mercury's good. Vitamins are bad. The government loves you. Go back to sleep.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Don't forget, there's a free podcast for the entire 3-hour broadcast every day that serves out when the show ends. You go to InfoWars.com, click on the podcast subscription. If you already have iTunes or other systems loaded, it'll load directly onto your MP3 or iPod. Please spread the word about that. That's our goal, is to get the information out. And don't forget, my film Terror Storm covers Building 7 and the inside job, one of many subjects covered in my new film Terror Storm, available at InfoWars.com. We're out of time. I don't have time to. I'm going to get a few calls in to play all the new BBC clip where they say Building 7 has fallen 20-something minutes before it does. There's two BBC clips now, two different BBC channels, and a CNN one, but those are up on PrisonPlanet.com for anybody that wants them or any other talk show host that want them. We've got big reports up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. It's so important. Get it out to everybody. I'm going to blitz now. Each caller gets about 40 seconds. Joe in New York, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just two things. Do you have a fact sheet on Ron Paul that I can mail out to everybody just to give out information?
Well, you know, he just launched his campaign, his new website. I think it's RonPaulExplore.org. I don't remember the exact site. Just Ron Paul's new site. At PrisonPlanet.com, we have a banner at the top, okay. Right there in the top, that goes to his website.
And the other thing is, I have a daughter who's 4 years old, going to start school next year. I'm not going to get her vaccinated. And I'm wondering if you could just go into more about what happens when I don't do that. I know they come after you.
Usually they don't. If they think you're poor or you act, or if it's a bad area, they know to target poor people because they can't defend themselves and generally aren't as informed. You just say, no, I'm taking the conscientious or religious objection, and federal rulings and state rulings say I don't have to even fill out the waiver form. There's no law. And if they get on, you say, fine, I'll fill out the waiver form if you choose. Just give it to me. They don't like to act like they have it because they get federal and state funds for poisoning your child as part of a IQ reduction program. Thank you for the call. They don't like us being able to think, folks. They're control freaks. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
They have a mandatory bill here to get all the preteen girls these shit vaccinations now for cervical cancer.
Well, again, they claim it's mandatory. There's no law, color of law. And again, even if you're for the shot, folks, find out there's no law and then get mad. Anything else?
I just also want to say that they're also putting cameras in all the city buses now. Big Brother is watching. This is your freedom.
And they want you to know they're watching, but don't point a camera at them or they'll try to arrest you.
Exactly. That's just part of being in the new freedom.
Hey, for all the cops that enforce it, don't worry. They're going to take your pension fund, too. Go ahead and laugh. Enjoy it. Enjoy your masters. All right. Thank you, Chris. Mary in Michigan. Go ahead.
Hello. I want to make 3 points quickly. Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are.
I saw the original broadcast of the BBC where the woman was saying the building was collapsing. I was looking at the building behind her on the screen, and it wasn't collapsing, so I was a little confused. And then she looked, and I saw her little reaction, and then later it showed it collapsing. And about a few months before that, or a few weeks before that, I watched a documentary on demolition and imploding of a building, every detail, everything. It was very detailed, and it fascinated me. And I don't know if I videotaped it or not. I can't remember. And also, they're getting the My Chip in Michigan. The Masons are funding the whole thing, and it's voluntary. And, of course, it sounds good. Teeth impressions and videos of the
What do you think this new video coming out is going to do to them?
To the New World Order?
Yes.
Well, it's helping expose, which is what we want to happen.
Absolutely. Call me back again. We'll spend more time with you. Craig in Ohio, you take us out. Last caller, Tail Gunner.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Building 7, I do believe that we have a whistleblower. The BBC report and all that. I think someone was trying to get that information out covertly.
You know, I forgot that. Remember when ABC and CBS released pre-election results that were exactly right the day before? Remember the time they released the bombing run with Dan Rather days before the attack on Iraq the first time? There's been a bunch of examples of that.
Yeah, that's all I have, Alex.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like they got the script and then somebody put it forward. All right, folks, God bless you all. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.